If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Big story this morning, and we talked about it just a few minutes ago. The coach for the Denver Nuggets has been fired. Michael Malone, gone. Gone from the Nuggets. It was announced yesterday. It started to come to light, though, that there was something going on in that locker room. I don't know what it is. How many games in a row had they lost?
Four.
Four in a row.
Yeah.
And the playoffs start soon.
In three games for the Nuggets anyway, yeah.
Three more games left, and now they fired the coach, fired the GM. I mean, they cleaned house yesterday.
Yeah, that is just so bizarre.
I wonder.
He just seems like a guy that you'd want to go have a beer with, doesn't
yeah.
he? You know, he just seems like he's not cocky. He's not, you know, he just seems
especially during the parade. He was having fun with the guys, and
yeah.
it was all cool.
He could be my friend, but now he's gone.
Yeah, now he's out of here. All right, this is Josh Kroenke, okay? This is the old Mr. The old man's son.
Well, not only him, but isn't his mom a Walton?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's mega rich.
Yeah. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think his mom is a Walton. I think his mom is the daughter of not Sam, but the other brother. Sam.
And Walton Kroenke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a Walton, huh?
She is a Walton.
So Josh has got it made.
Yes. I didn't even know that part, but I watched Josh yesterday. I thought, I didn't even know what he was saying because I'm thinking, one rich kid, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, one rich kid right there.
Add Kroenke to Walmart.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This guy is loaded.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say yesterday. This is Josh Kroenke. He kind of runs the team, man.
Having observed that group over a period of time, there were certain trends that were very worrisome to me at different points in time, but they would get masked by a few wins here and there. We've lost our last four, and we're trending towards a direction that I thought would probably be.
And by the way, my mom's a Walton.
And I talk in a monotone voice all the time with no inflection. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what the hell he said.
Well, he's really not interesting to listen to, is he?
No. Yeah. No, he's not.
They basically said that because everything's going the way it is and it was getting toxic, they're just doing this as a last-ditch effort to get what they can out of this season. And then
he also said, which I thought was interesting, he also basically said, this game is about money. I mean, he says it in a different way, but he's like, it's about money. And so this isn't, you know, working for us.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And the team, man, the team hasn't said a word.
No.
So you know they're behind it, too.
Well, Jokic for sure knew.
Oh, you have to.
He's the number one player in the country.
Yeah, you had to know, right?
Yeah.
They've not said a word.
I actually have a friend who has season tickets to the Nuggets games, and he sits right behind the Denver Nuggets bench. And he has pictures of Stan Kroenke sitting there just like observing with like a little pad, and he's just writing down, and he's sitting next to Jokic's agent, and this was 2 weeks ago, and he speculates that that's like when this whole thing kind of started.
You have a friend.
How come he's never taken you to a game?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. What's his name?
Brad.
Brad sits right behind the bench,
yeah.
And he noticed the fallout 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he posted pictures on his Facebook of Stan sitting there with his little pad.
And he's friends, and he never invited you to a game?
Like season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets. He's never invited me,
and you're
me,
a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
And you guys are friends?
Yeah, I love the Nuggets, and we're friends, yeah.
It is weird.
Well, Brad, huh?
Brad.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Brad knew before any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did.
You and your friends.
Yeah. Brad's on the pulse, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are connected. You are connected. Okay. Yeah, so do you think, now let me ask you this. Do you think, because you're a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go far in the playoffs?
I think that they could win the first round depending on who they draw in the matchup, but they won't make it past the second.
Here's my theory. Depends how mad they are at the coach and the GM.
Yeah.
If they have something to prove, like, look, we didn't need that guy anyway, then they'll go further.
Chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. This could be a spark plug.
Yeah.
This could really get the team going. But did they lose a player?
It could be like a Murray's out.
Murray is hurt.
Okay,
right now.
I thought they lost a player. Yeah.
Hamstring, you know.
Yeah. Damn, Jamie.
Yeah, you know everything.
No kidding. You're just like Brad.
Just call me
finger on the pulse.
First of all, I didn't even know what player's out. I didn't know the injury at all. Man, Jamie White, dude.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.